You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Live from Los Angeles, Las Vegas.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez. Perez.
The Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Why, hello, everybody. Welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. He is Perez. What is doing?
Well, I appreciate every single person listening to today's super episode of the PHP. We're, of course, talking all things Super Bowl, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Usher, Post Malone, and more, plus some personal insights and moments that happened with me over the last few days here in Las Vegas, host city for the Super Bowl. A few people on the Patreon wanted to ask about the poker tournament I was in and how I did. And I'm honestly shocked. I did better than I thought I would.
Better than I thought you would.
There were 76 people in the tournament. And my problem is I took Booker's fucking advice.
What?
He strayed me in the wrong direction.
No, I didn't.
He said to play conservative, and I did it too conservative.
Well, I said to a point, and he was texting me during it, and I told him, I said, the blinds are going to increase, and you're going to have to get aggressive soon, because once those blinds go up, you got to find a hand that you could win. This is when they start clearing people out, and it's exactly what happened. But you were playing against probably pros at this point. I mean, people are actually really good at playing cards. You did very well by not going out on the first table on the first three hands. You did great.
I think my problem is I should have been more aggressive earlier with hands that I knew I was going to win, where I like had three of a kind.
Yes, you should have for three of a kind.
I know. I should have put all my money in, or not all, but like I should have put more than I did. I was still a little too conservative because my mind was like, I just want to come in ninth. I want to come in ninth because if I come in ninth, I can win some money.
A newbie is not going to come in ninth. I told you that to begin with.
Well, there were 76 people that competed, and I lost somewhere in the 50s range, and three other people in my table went out before me, so I was pretty happy. You know, I think I did well.
I think you did very well, but you were living in the clouds if you thought that you were going to get to the final table. You were not going to.
I thought I would. I don't know. I was like, the odds are like 1 in 7 something. You know, it's not awful odds.
Those are not the odds.
They're not the odds?
They're not the odds when you don't know how to play cards. You know, you took one lesson. No one takes one lesson. It's like taking one lesson and saying, okay, I'm ready to fly the space shuttle. Okay, there's a lot to cards.
My big takeaway for me is that betting is very important. Anyways, there I had some run-ins with people.
Yeah.
You'll never believe this. So I go to the bathroom during a break. And I see this guy, and I don't know, whatever. He looks vaguely familiar, but I don't put two and two together.
Right.
So I'm in the bathroom, and then I go pee, and then I go back to my table. And as I'm walking back to the table, the same guy stops me and said, hey, Perez, it's Mark D'Amelio. Just wanted to introduce myself. That's the father of that influencer.
Oh.
Charlie
the
D'Amelio.
Sisters. Well, there's two of them, I guess. But yeah.
Both of them, right. And I'm sure you remember, but if not, I definitely think a lot of our listeners remember that very embarrassing cringe video I posted in December of 2020 when I was kicked off TikTok for the first time. I was crying and literally begging Charlie D'Amelio and her father for help.
Right.
So I don't. Like, why did this guy even say hello to me? Like, what was the point? I'm thinking, is this a power move? He was I DM'd him. I messaged him. I publicly pleaded with him and he ghosted me, ignored me. Why even say hello to me?
Well, Perez, I mean, I think most of us that you couldn't have been serious with all your crying and
carrying. Oh, I was very serious.
I know because you're a mental patient, but I'm sure that he did not believe that you were as nuts as you were at that point, especially with something so stupid and silly. So I don't blame him for staying away from you with a 10-foot pole on that. I would have too. I would have laughed and said, this is a bit.
A bit? I was asking for help. What is there a bit with that?
About getting back on TikTok.
Yeah, it was important. It still is.
Okay.
Anyways, I think that was like either to like, I think it was like a power move.
You
like,
think?
I think so.
Is the guy savvy enough to make a power? And what's the move? Like, what's he getting out of it?
He's like,
oh, whatever. Let's move on. There's so much to talk
anyways,
about.
Anyways, it rubbed me the wrong way. Also, this influencer, Bryce Hall, came up to me and he's popular with a certain demographic. And mm-hmm. He just wanted me to know he's a good guy. Yeah. A good guy that like gets into fights all the time. He's like, what am I supposed to do if somebody comes up and pushes me? I'm like, walk away, dude. So yeah, that was interesting.
Walk away.
I also went to this event at Durango Casino, Durango Resort here in Vegas called Power Slap from Dana White.
Oh my God.
Of UFC. And it's literally what it sounds. It's men and women slapping the life out of each other. And I had the best time.
You did.
It was so much fun.
It's too violent for me.
Oh, it was.
It's hard to watch the videos of it. Like, watching it in person must have been... Does it make you feel squirmy and stuff when you're watching?
I know. I fucking loved it. I was like, hit him, knock him out. Hit him harder.
That's funny.
Like, one guy started bleeding and everything.
Oh,
and,
sure.
I'm like, how do their teeth not fall out? Like,
I don't know.
Like, it's just all insane, but I loved it. Had so much fun. And I also made it to this Uber One party where Post Malone performed. Mm. And I guess this will be a good segue to just start talking about the Super Bowl because we'll talk Post Malone at that party and his pre-game performance.
Yeah, he kind of started off the whole thing on TV, the first great moment of the day.
Yeah, so Post performed and yes, he uses auto-tune when performing and God, he made so much money because it was to track. He did not have a band with him. So he pocketed that entire check. But he was just so effusive, I guess is the good word, like just radiating good vibes. Yeah. And like, I had never seen him perform before. And actually what really sealed it afterwards for me was when he was done performing, he literally had his sound guy come take off his mic pack and ears. And he went out into the audience and started taking photos and videos with everybody.
Yeah.
Fucking love him. I love him. I'm like the biggest Post Malone fan now. And even more so after watching his Super Bowl performance because, yes, he also used auto-tune during his Super Bowl performance. But I think it was very minimal. I don't think it was a lot of auto-tune.
No, he does live performances. Like if you remember back in the pandemic when they did the entire Nirvana performance, that was amazing. There was no auto-tune. He was just playing in a band. He's good.
You know, because I always thought that like he would sound like crap without auto-tune. And it was nice to hear him real, so to speak. And I loved, he totally transformed that traditional song. I loved it. It was a real highlight. I actually, this might shock you, enjoyed him more than Reba.
There's nothing shocking about that. Reba was so boring.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's okay for some people to go down as a non-memorable performance. Like you took the whatever the press from it. You didn't embarrass yourself. You got the clout of being a part of a Super Bowl. But it was just so boring.
No, but you know, but I'll take it. I'll take it because better to have a boring national anthem than
a bad one.
Than a Fergie one. You know what I mean?
Did Fergie suck? I don't recall. I don't remember that.
Oh my God. Remember? I think it was like some basketball game and she did like a jazz interpretation of the national
okay,
anthem.
I remember. It was terrible. And the thing is, she could sing too. Yes. She could really sing her face off. She just tried to do something different. It's just go out there and sing the dumb song. No one's there to hear you sing the song. They're there for the damn game.
The more I think about it, having a really, I guess, not bad, but like a wrong choice national anthem is not the worst thing ever. Because like, I think that Fergie national anthem, now that we still talk about it, we still remember it, that's fucking cool.
It's the bad that everyone remembers. It's like Roseanne Barr at the Cubs game doing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And, you know, everybody still remembers that and talks about it. It was horrible. But that's kind of what you want. You go out there, unless you're a powerhouse like Whitney, who did some sort of thing that we'll never forget.
Yeah.
It's hard to do that. So if you're not going to do that, like you said, don't pull a Fergie. Just go out there and sing your song. But Post Malone, no pressure. You know, he was pre-game and kind of just started it off. You were sitting down and you're like, oh, this is cool. And it's like you said, he just radiates that thing. He should look into a couple more tattoos, though. I mean, he really should. There's a couple pieces of real estate on his face he could still tackle.
And Andra Day was fabulous as well. And before we get to all the good stuff, Las Vegas, man. I don't think there's a better city in the world to throw events of this scale.
It should be there every year.
Yeah, that's a great... It should be.
I almost wish they didn't put a team there and they would have just built a stadium and like had a rotating game every week in that stadium. Like, let's say the Chiefs and whomever, the 49ers. Fine. You know, one game every week should just be in Vegas for your fan base to go there, number one. And everything was perfect. It's just like everybody there knew what they were doing. They do that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that's their lives, events. And God, it came off without a hitch.
Although I like that we have the Raiders. Hopefully Raiders do better next season.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Yeah.
All right, before we get to Usher, and I know you all want us to, we have to talk about the Taylor Swift show of it all.
Yeah.
And even before Taylor got there, over we don't even need that guy, the Jack kid or whatever his name is that's in college that Taylor's threatening to sue, because over 6,000 people were tracking Taylor's jet from Japan to the United States. Yes. Apparently, you can see the number of people tracking the jet.
That's pretty wild.
She gave the jet some like cute nickname or whatever. It was like the football era, I think. But she got a lot of criticism even before leaving Japan because she was not going to miss the Super Bowl. She was not risking anything. She had her private plane. And a backup on standby in case anything happened. So they had to fly two private planes to her.
Come on, really?
Yeah. She had two private planes flown to where she was in Japan in case something happened with the first one. Thankfully, she made it to LA on time, flew out to Vegas Sunday morning, arrived at Allegiant Stadium with her posse, including Blake Lively, her mother, her father, and Ice Spice, who in her own little way kind of also stole the show, because I loved watching all of the cutaways. Of course, there is a camera dedicated just to Taylor and her suite. And it seems like Ice Spice has no idea how football is played. Because like everybody was explaining to her what was happening and the rules of football.
And by the way, I hate that. I hate when you're sitting there trying to watch a game and you got to explain every goddamn thing that's happened.
I mean, have you never watched football? Like, I understand football and I'm not like a pro.
Kellen's sister yesterday, she had no idea. I was trying to explain first downs, those touchbacks, like just trying to explain the game. A lot of people don't understand the game.
My 11-year-old son almost, my son turns 11 later this week. He kind of understands it. I love it. You just pick things up. I don't know.
You watch a few games, you got it.
You know, I loved watching Taylor. We got so many memes from her that night, from the moment that she was put on the Jumbotron and she was playing along to the Taylor Swift drinking game. Every time they showed her, she would take a drink.
I love when she slammed the one down. That's the one meme I saw, which I thought was great.
That was a good one. But then all of the other ones of like the photos of her face looking all stressed and tense, because it was a real close game. It went into overtime. It was exciting. I got nerve. I'm like, oh my God, I can't handle the anxiety of this all.
San Francisco missed an extra point to lose the Super Bowl. That is just unbelievable. It is the most gimme score. I bet the percentage of the regular season of extra points made, I bet it's higher than 95%. You know what I mean? And to have one blocked, as soon as it happened, I looked over to everybody and I said, that point will decide this game.
Well, thank God I was listening to the commentators, because when I understand football, but then the rules in overtime were different.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh my God, this is stressful, even more stressful because the overtime rules are different. Like, oh my God, oh my God. But it was a great game. And thankfully for Taylor Swift, the Chiefs won. I was rooting for the 49ers just because I like the underdog.
Chiefs were the underdog.
But they won last year and they've won so many times.
It was weird to me to pick them as the underdog, you know, and I guess it was only 2 points or 2.5 points, but it's Patrick Mahomes. He's 28. He's on pace to wipe the floor of Tom Brady, who's been the guy that they call the all-time greatest. 3 Super Bowls out of the last 5 and be the MVP in 3 of them. How do you think that he's not going to win?
Taylor's boyfriend was asked last night after their win, you know, his plans for the next season and if he's going to retire and yada, yada, yada. He's like, hell no, I want that three-peat.
That's never happened before. That could be the coolest.
I know. I listened to the commentators say that. I was paying attention, okay?
Look at you.
Anyways.
Did you just watch at home?
Yeah, no, I was so busy. Oh my God, I was posting so much. I loved seeing Taylor and Travis embrace and kiss. And there's a lot of Taylor Swift haters out there. As much as she has lovers, there are a lot of haters, and suck on your hateration, okay? I celebrate them. They made me happy. Usher, here are my thoughts. I like Usher. He's iconic. He's been around for fucking 30 years. He has so many hits. Part of me doesn't understand why some people were underwhelmed with him as a choice. There's been so many instances of, quote, legacy artists performing at the Super Bowl that haven't been, quote, relevant per se. Like, yeah, he hasn't had a hit in a while, but did Prince have a hit recently when he performed at the Super Bowl? No. Did U2 have a hit recently when he performed the Super Bowl? No. They're fucking icons. They're fucking cool. And if I had to grade it from F to A+, I'd give it a solid B+, almost A-. Here's why.
I think I'd give the exact same grade, by the way.
Okay. I was really underwhelmed with the beginning. I love pomp and circumstance and build up and anticipation. And it just started with him sitting down. And that's also a little low energy. Like, Michael Jackson would not be sitting down to open the Super Bowl. Like, he was at the top there. And blah, 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 blah. Anyways. And then for me, this is just opinion and personal preferences. It kind of took me out of it. I didn't like seeing him open his segment performing on the turf. They couldn't build a walkway, a runway. Mm. They couldn't build a stage here. Like, what is this? I didn't like it. And the biggest problem for me with the opening was it felt too busy. There was so much going on to the point where it was distracting.
Perez, slow down. It's not a concert. It's a halftime show at a football game.
No, I get it.
What the hell do you want?
It needed focus. After that, when Alicia Keys came on and he peeled away all of the other people, that's when things just really honed in and became awesome. Mm-hmm. And I was a little worried for Alicia at first because that first note she hit was a bum one.
Was it? I didn't catch that.
Oh, yeah. If you watch the clip again, that she started off like real flat, like bad,
really?
Like off. But then she corrected herself. It might have just been a sound issue.
Yeah, she probably can't hear. And,
yeah, yeah.
Because it's a football game. It's not a concert. I'm sure it's not really put together for that. But she took the performance to the next level. That's when everything took off.
Exactly. That was the point, you know, because then it was like not about Usher and 100 people. And also, I'm tired of the marching bands at the Super Bowl. Like, can we be a little more creative, people?
I think it's just trying to fill up that space, trying to fill up that floor.
My favorite parts of the Usher show were when he was by himself. So then after Alicia, it was awesome. Everything was great for me. I loved all the guests. I loved her. Loved seeing my old pal, Will.i.am, and Lil Jon. And I love that Lil Jon got to sing a little bit of one of his solo songs.
Lil Jon was the best part. That's when...
That was very Vegas energy.
Went bonkers, yeah. When he was out there.
Definitely a highlight. And then... All of this, I was like so feeling and loving it. He ended it the same way he began it. The ending was a little bit of a dud. I'm like, Oh, that's it? That's the ending? Like, I love a dramatic ending too. Like when Madonna performed and she fell off and like went into the abyss. Like that was a big diva moment.
Wasn't Gaga like thrown up in the air?
Yeah.
She jumped off of something?
Or... Yeah, I love all that shit. Like he just kind of like... It just kind of ended. I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
But like I said, overall, B+, maybe even A-. Thoroughly enjoyable. He's amazing.
To be honest, I thought it was a little long. I am there for football, and the halftime was far too long, and you got a dogfight of a great game going, and I'm like, this just feels 2 minutes too long, and it's funny they gave him 2 minutes more.
Yeah, I said that on the Patreon on Thursday. They gave him more time than any other halftime show performer before, so he performed for 15 minutes instead of the usual 13. So.
Yeah, it felt like 30, though, and I just didn't feel like... A lot of times he didn't get into the meat of all of the songs for long enough. And I get that it's your greatest hits reel, but every song I wish he could get to the hook quicker. Like I said, it's a fucking football game. I just thought it was good. I thought it was really solid.
Yeah.
Will I look back at it as one of the most iconic and best? Probably not, but it was better than Timberlake.
It was better than Rihanna last year too.
Yeah.
A highlight for me also was that Wicked commercial. Very excited for the movie.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Still pissed they're splitting it in two, though. That's just such a cash grab and unnecessary move.
The Ben Affleck J-Lo commercial was pretty funny.
I was going to say, you were talking about how Usher, you know, it felt like he didn't get to the meat and potatoes. And I forget what year it was, 2 or 3 years ago, J-Lo and Shakira had just 6.5 minutes each, basically, and did more with those 6.5 minutes, I feel like.
And I kind of got the feeling that they both felt slighted by such a small amount of time. They shouldn't. It was perfect. They both went out there with 10 energy. It was a packed, great 6 minutes apiece. And I enjoyed that. So, you know, next year, I think they need to peel it back a little bit because I really think it was a little too long. If you're there for football, I got to tell you, that game must have went for some hours last night. I just could not believe how long that game was.
Intense.
It's because of the halftime.
Well, it also went into overtime, too. But the halftime show is a big draw for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Before we talk about Beyonce, we have to go back to Ariana for a second. A little update on her song. It did go to number one, but in its third week, Yes And is at number 17 on the Hot 100. And projections for this week, the Hot 100 should come out later today, have it going down even further. So, like, the song is done already, I think.
Some songs take 6 months to take off. Some happen immediately. It's a weird way to... I don't know, gauge music.
Beyonce had a Super Bowl halftime show commercial for Verizon. It was cute. Funny to see Beyonce try to be humorous.
Yeah, I agree.
And she surprise released 2 new songs and announced a new album, kind of like Taylor Swift. Although I don't know if most people caught that.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Kel said that afterwards. She goes, well, she announced her new album. I said, when? She goes, at the end of that commercial. I go, oh, that didn't print. I thought she was just kind of being funny or trying to be funny. Like, I'll just launch a new album. She was saying she's launching a new album.
Yeah. No, people didn't get it. That's why I'm saying, like, Taylor at the Grammys, everybody listened and was aware. The new album from Beyonce, Act 2, comes out March 29th. So next month, in just 6 weeks.
Well, let's just go ahead and say it'll win Album of the Year next year at the Grammys, because Jay-Z's already shamed the Grammys.
Well, it might, because also she's trying something very different for her, and I do believe that Grammys like that. People like seeing others try new things, even if it isn't the best. It's a bit of a country album, country-inspired, country pop, country ballad. She released 2 preview songs already last night in conjunction with the release. One is called Texas Hold'em, which I like it. It's solid.
Lady Gaga references Texas Hold'em in Poker Face.
Correct, yeah. It's not like an Break My Soul song, you know? It's not like an obvious over-your-head smash. I don't know if this is going to be a hit, but I liked it. I enjoyed that one.
I haven't heard it yet. I'll take a listen to
it. I did enjoy it. And then she released another one called 16 Carriages, which is fine. That's more of like a ballad. It's
it's fine.
It's, you know, there's it's like Reba doing the national anthem. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not bad, but it's not like I'm not excited for the album because of that one song. Speaking of musicians, Kanye West had a pop-up show last night in Vegas, charging dumbasses $300 a ticket to watch him perform. And I did not go, thankfully. He also is so disrespectful to fellow musicians. And I think the rules, the law should change, because the music industry somehow has these loopholes that allow artists to, I guess, just pay a penalty or a fine. You know, like if you release a song that has a sample and you don't clear it, the worst that'll happen is you'll just pay all of the money you make from that song to the songwriters. And Kanye clearly doesn't give a shit about making money, so he's been doing that. He's like, right, I'm going to use whatever sample I want, even if I don't get permission from it. On this new album of his, 2 different people said no to Kanye, and he went ahead and still used it. Ozzy Osbourne refused Kanye, did not grant permission, and Donna Summer's husband, Bruce Sudano, also refused. And both of those songs made it onto the new Kanye album.
Wow.
I mean, you're an artist. How would you feel if other artists did that to your music? Or like, I don't know. I feel like permission should matter.
I don't disagree.
Lame balls.
And Ozzy came out and said, no, I did not sign off on this. But he also dressed up as Kanye for Halloween.
He did?
I think he did. I think it was this year.
I didn't know that.
Maybe the year before, but he did at some point. I saw that online. The hypocrisy of it all. I'm like, come on.
Well, it's still his song, you know?
And by the way, speaking of the Kardashians, did they go to the game?
Well, I was about to get to that. Speaking of the Kardashians, I don't think I saw Kim there. She might have been there and, you know, hiding.
She wasn't hiding. The NFL was hiding her. Taylor Swift was there. Okay, they were not going to put a Kardashian on TV. For $1 billion, they weren't going to make it onto TV. That's my guess.
She might have been there. I'm not sure, but they all were in town for the Super Bowl.
They probably got paid to go somewhere even.
Yeah, Kim was there with Odell Beckham Jr., her new man, and they're soft launching that relationship. Courtney was not here, though. She was in Australia with her kids because Travis is there with Blink-182, and she must have a really good relationship with Scott Disick, because I would not let my kids play hooky from school to go on tour with Blink-182.
Aren't they homeschooled?
They go to this one school in the Valley. I'm not going to say the name, but if you Google it, you can find out.
I don't know. I mean, they got enough money to take a teacher with them.
I don't know. Enjoy that.
By the way, so Bieber was in town.
Oh, yes. Shit. I forgot to talk about that. Bieber was in town, and I'm glad he did not perform with Usher, because he would have sucked. Okay? Let's be honest.
How do you know?
Because, first of all, I just knew he wouldn't commit to it, because Bieber's the kid that's canceled multiple tours.
That's true.
He is lazy. He's got a lot of issues, and he would not have been able or willing or wanting or excited to put in all of the rehearsal necessary to do something great for the Super Bowl.
I feel that.
And also maybe his nerves or whatever might have gotten the best of him. He was in the stadium watching, but I'm thankful he did not take part.
Did they show him? Because I don't recall seeing him anywhere.
I know that the NFL did show him on their social media.
Yeah, I didn't see him on the broadcast.
Yeah, but I was watching.
You know, I'm cooking, so I'm exactly, in and out the whole
exactly.
Damn time.
I was watching and also listening too, and I was working. So it's not like I was watching 100% the whole time. I was listening and watching and yada, yada, yada. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe they showed him. Maybe they didn't. He did hit up a few parties and is enjoying the famous life in Vegas and Super Bowl.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Weekend. Some non-Super Bowl stuff. I saw these photos that made me so happy of convict and Real Housewives of Salt Lake City alum Jen Shah and fellow convict and fraudster Elizabeth Holmes. The two of them are in the same detention facility, the same prison, and they're friends. And somehow, this is fucking crazy, there are paparazzi photos of them in prison. How the hell?
Right.
I mean, maybe a security guard.
Yeah, I'm going to say a guard is probably allowed to have their phone. I'm sure they're probably not allowed to take a picture.
And sell them. Around that way. Yeah. All right. Finally, a Patreon supporter asked us about that Traitors show. And you actually are watching it, right?
Love it.
What do you love about it? Is it like Survivor? Like, what's the gist of it?
Yeah, well, it's Survivor, like set in a house. Well, first of all, they have Alan Cummings, who pretends that he's Scottish the whole time.
He is.
Very fucking weird.
No, he is Scottish.
Well, but he's the house nanny, whatever the fuck it is. But okay. He's overacting. He's playing like the caretaker.
Oh, okay.
But he's like acting. He's like hosting and yet acting at the same time. It's very odd.
Oh.
But the whole premise of the show is you have a group of people are faithfuls, right? So they are, I don't know if it starts with like 12 people. And then there's a group of people that are the traitors, and that's three people. Nobody knows who anybody is. And if the traitors end up at the end, if even one traitor ends up in the whole finale, then they get the money. Mm. But if the followers, they get at the end and they figured out how to weed everybody out, they get the money. So, and I may have botched that a little bit because I kind of side watching this and that, but every time I sit down for 20 minutes for it, it's very good. And I was telling Perez, it's all celebrities. It's ex-reality show people on the show. And I don't know who fucking any of them are. There's like, I knew Ari from The Bachelor. Everybody else may as well be my neighbor. I have fucking no idea who they are. And I was telling Perez, you should be on the show. And he's like, oh, they didn't want me on the show. But I think because you're too big right now.
I don't think so. I would have done it.
You got to understand, the show is, it's just starting. It's the first season. They're trying to, it's trying to get its leg.
No, I think it's the second season.
It's the first season to me. I just started watching it. So I kind of think as it starts to get bigger and more people like me find it and start talking about it, they'll need bigger celebrities, i.e. they'll grab you for the show. But you'd be great on it. I mean, you'd be fantastic on the show. And it's really a fun watch. I enjoy it. I mean, Kellen's got it on 24 hours a day, so she's burning through all of them.
Well, I would love to do it, but I don't think you'd be good on me.
You'd be very good. I mean, it's a lot of gamesmanship, which I think you'd be very good at. And you really have to act. A lot of these people, they, you just like, you're watching, you're like, it's like playing cards. It's like you could see the people's tell. You're like, that person's definitely a traitor. Like, you just know by watching.
I did that on Celebrity Big Brother. There was a part where I pretended to quit the show, and I was very convincing, and I ended up not quitting the show.
Right. It's a fun show. If you guys aren't watching it, I think maybe Netflix. I don't even know where the fuck it is, but it's good.
Peacock. Is it on Peacock?
You're right. 100%. It's on Peacock. I saw her logging on the other day. Yeah.
I want to thank a few folks that have signed up recently for our Patreon. Thank you for going to patreon.com/Perez Hilton and supporting. Thank you, Lynn Dees, Caitlin Vaughn, Danielle Ortiz. But enjoy the show. Get a bonus episode. And actually, even last night, as a little thank you for all of our Patreon supporters, I did a really brief initial thoughts on the Usher halftime show performance, which people enjoyed watching before Booker and I talked about it today.
All right, here we go. Some calls.
Hey, Perez. Hey, Booker. Elle from Jersey. Calling because I have to recommend The Greatest Night in Pop. It's on Netflix. It's about the making of We Are the World, where Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson and the most famous, powerful, and actually talented celebrities of the late 80s.
I love her telling it like we don't remember it. We saw the video on TV when it happened. Okay, we know what it is. But everybody else may not.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I do too. I'm not making fun of her. It's just, I'm kind of making fun of our age.
He's got together and wrote a really awesome, powerful song. Right up your alley.
I've heard nothing but great things about it, and they talk about Huey Lewis. I saw this one part, because Huey Lewis's part was supposed to be Prince's part, and Sheila E. supposedly was brought in just to get Prince there. And Sheila E. has been upset about it for all of these years because she felt like she was used by Lionel Richie. And so it's a really fascinating story about how Prince couldn't make it. And typical Prince, like, he's marches to his own fucking drum.
Wait, I don't remember. So Prince was not in it?
Prince wasn't in it. No. Oh. Michael was in it.
Well, I think Prince and Michael Jackson did not get along.
Back in the 80s, it was like Michael Jackson versus Prince. That's how the press always kind of threw it out there. I mean, they'd met before and they'd done things before, and there are some stories about that I've heard on podcasts. Maybe that was a little exaggerated, but I think everything was a competition with those guys back then, with everyone. You know, it was all about blowing the other people off of the stage. But I could go on forever about a lot of that Prince stuff. Bob Dylan was in it. And apparently, like, Bob Dylan was freaking out because he didn't know how to sing in the confines of what they wanted him to do. And Stevie Wonder supposedly sat him down and said, I want you to sing it like this. And Stevie Wonder did his Bob Dylan impression. And then Bob Dylan mimics what Stevie Wonder did. And that's what you hear in the song. So it's a bunch of little stories like that. I'll get to watching the whole thing. I've clearly seen enough clips where I can tell you pretty much what it's about. But it does look like a fantastic doc.
Hi, Booker. Hi, Perez. It's Tanya from LA. I am with Booker. I'm so fucking sick of Taylor Swift. At this point, she's almost, dare I say, inching towards overexposure like a Kardashian. Like, it's too much, constant, all the time. And why does she behave like she's a 17-year-old accepting her first gram? Like, knock it off. You're a pro. You've been there before. You've done this before. You ignored Celine Dion. You look ridiculous.
I don't think she ignored Celine Dion. I think she just was overwhelmed by the moment. But I guess to her point, it's not her first time in that moment. I still would have freaked out that Celine Dion was in front of me, but that's just me. But it's hard to judge her for that. I still think it's funny that Celine was standing there. She didn't know what the fuck to do. One more call.
Hey, Chris and Brez. My name is David, and I'm calling from New York. And my comment is in regards to what Booker said around people being kind of just viewing Taylor Swift as he did, which was, oh, it's all about me, me, me. And that's how most people felt. And I actually disagree. I think
that last call wasn't the call to lead into your point with, but let's continue.
And I agree with Perez. Booker, you are not most people. You are an industry insider. You've been in the business in multiple facets of it. So I think although you might sometimes feel like that you're most people and that's maybe what's really helped you in your career, I actually think like you have a very critical lens because of the amount of industry insider information and knowledge that you have. So I actually don't agree that you are most people.
And I'll let him continue. And I don't disagree with that point either. I am somewhat of an insider and I have access that most people will never have. But I also can read the tea leaves. I can also read the articles that are out there. I can also listen to the calls that come in on this show. For me not acknowledging their point of view, I wouldn't be doing my job. You just heard what I think about Taylor Swift. I just took up for her for the whole thing with Celine Dion 10 seconds ago. I don't think she did anything wrong. I think she was overwhelmed. However, I do think it's funny. And I also can see how people say, well, it is a little me, me, me. Like her up there, hey, everybody, my favorite number is 13.
Oh, wait. The Chiefs won from the 13-yard line.
Oh, God, stop it. I mean, that's another thing, though, Perez. I mean, this is a grown person constantly telling me her favorite number. What's next? Your favorite crayon color? Like, come on. What are we, fucking 9? You're in your 30s. Okay, let's stop with the fucking favorite number nonsense. Seriously.
Miley Cyrus has a favorite number, too?
That's kind of where people think that she was throwing a little shade that way. Like, my favorite number's 3, and I'm in seat 3. I mean, I think she was trolling her a little bit. You know, whatever. Let's finish this because I like this guy's point of views, though.
Well, and I don't actually think that, as most people felt, that Taylor was making it all about me, me, me. I think she was just celebrating a huge feat. I love the podcast.
Yeah, I think she was, too. But it did feel a little me, me, me by all the points I just made. But whatever. We can agree to disagree. I love your call. I love your point of view. Let's wrap this baby up.
Thank you all. Appreciate you. And hopefully we can see some new listeners and supporters at patreon.com this Thursday for that extra special, extra awesome show. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks, guys. Take care of yourselves.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.